Welcome to the Bloomberg Countdown. I'm Charlie Pellet. 7 minutes past 3 o'clock on Wall Street. Joining us now on the Bloomberg Countdown to talk about today's financial market moves, Alan Lance, editor of the Lance Letter and asset manager at Alan Lance and Associates out of Toledo, Ohio. Alan Lance, take us back roughly an hour, 2:15 New York time. Tell us your reaction to the Fed's announcement, and also how would you characterize the stock and bond market's response?
Well, I would say it wasn't a surprise whatsoever. I mean, if the Fed lowers interest rates, it puts more pressure on the U.S. dollar and our Goldilocks economic scenario of low inflation, low interest rates, we'll have a difficult time. While if they increased interest rates, you've got a situation where it's going to be, you know, very difficult on the economy and, you know, recession talk will be out again. So I think for the balance of this year, you're going to see more of a status quo with the Fed. And stocks basically reacted as we expected. There's a lot of basically major global liquidity out there. So the investment of choice right now is not real estate like it was at the start of this decade. It's equities, and that's why you're seeing stock market respond while bonds have been kind of lackluster and probably will remain so.
And Alan, then, is this going to be an atypical summer for the stock market?
You know, it could be. There's a lot of cash on the sidelines. You've got a great scenario as far as, like I said, the Goldilocks with low inflation, low interest rates. And you've got a situation where, you know, the money has to go somewhere. And I think it's going to be fueled as far as with momentum buyers and the merger and acquisition takeovers here have only, you know, propelled valuations to a point where people are saying, wow, if these companies are being taken over or private equity is taking them over, you know, there's some value and we should be buying.
So Alan, very briefly, how is this going to end? Does this potentially have a very ugly ending?
You know what? I think it does, Charlie. I think it's a situation where if the market continues to go straight up, we could be setting ourselves up for quite a big of fall as far as like we've seen in some Octobers in 87 and what happened in 2000. I think if you have corrections like we had in February where the Shanghai market was down 9% in one day and our market responded, then it's a situation where it can still build long term. So
all
it really
right.
depends.
So Alan Lance with us, editor of the Lance Letter and asset manager at Alan Lance and Associates out of Toledo, Ohio.